one thing that made me realize I must be quote unquote somebody right now is that there have been a few people running for different offices who've reached out to me just to find out like which issues I'm for or against. And I'm like, really? You're running for governor and you like to have a conversation with me? I must be doing it right now. My name is Erica Bridgeford. I am a founder and co-organizer of Baltimore Ceasefire 365. It is a call for peace every February, May, August, and November. My dad was a Black Panther, and I'm named after Erica Huggins, who was a Panther, and my middle name is Angela Davis. And so that's, you know, what we heard all of our lives. If you think something is wrong, then you should be doing something about it. Violence has been something prevalent in my life since I was about 12 years old. So my cousin was murdered and he was killed in 2015. His brother was killed in 2005, the day before my brother's birthday. And my brother was killed in 2007. When you deal with that kind of pain consistently, for me, it was either gonna swallow me up or I had to do something about it. And so I just started being involved in doing things. Doing a lot of the things that I do actually helps me have peace. And so right now, when I go to every location where somebody has been murdered and do what we call a sacred space ritual, that feeds me.
Of life. Whatever is taking hold in this community, we stand with light, we stand with love, we stand with peace.
So the sacred space rituals, that is when every time somebody in the city is killed, we go to the murder location. We pour light and love into it. There are specific things that I do with my body to just move light around. I don't know all the reasons why, but it's very important to my soul to get in the space where somebody's body was and to see what it was they saw, the crevices in the ground, the wall, the sky. Although it's happened already, I believe that time is this fluid thing, right? And because they still exist somewhere, I'm having a conversation with them. So in the space, I rub the concrete and I tell the person that they haven't died in vain, that we're gonna take them with us on every step of our journey. Whatever else comes to my spirit in that moment, I just say all of the things.
You still matter. We see you, Meg. We see you.
We burn sage throughout that entire block to just help remove negative energy, and the smoke helps to carry your intention. So we're really careful with our thoughts while we're carrying the sage, that we're only having love and light in our thoughts, so that's what the smoke is carrying. So it's really just for there not to be these dark holes all over the city. I watched my mother avoid going past the spot or anywhere near the spot where my brother was killed for over 10 years. It's just not right that there are places people just avoid because you can feel the darkness as you're getting closer to it if you know somebody has been killed there. And we just deserve more than for our last memory to be a dark space.